And he said, well, now I don't take no more medicine. You didn't take it enough. Just try quitting. Well, and I quit. Well, I got better.
I think you were sick from
the medicine. I did. Well, I was taking so much medicine. I told him I done taken so much and nothing ain't doing no good. He said, well, just try quitting. I just quit. And sure enough, I didn't. I got better.
Oh, that's funny.
That's right. Right.
All right. If a man was shot and he didn't recover, you'd say he did what?
Well, he died. You see.
All right. Is there a nice way of saying it so as not to spare people's
feelings? Well, you see, he passed.
All right. Is there a joking way that people refer to it ever?
Well, let's see. Let's see, if he got shot and didn't get well, let's see, he died or he passed. Some folks use the word where he croaked or anything.
That'd be
kind
of rude.
Yes.
Say
yes. Something
all
like
right.
that.
I don't know what he died, talking about, you know, the disease. I don't know what he died. What?
You see where I don't
know. Talking about the disease he had.
Yes.
You know, somebody might say, well, you know, what caused him to die? And you say, I don't know what he died.
Well, I don't know where he died with, but he died. I don't know what, see, I don't know what he died with, but he's dead.
All right. And a place where people are buried is?
It's a graveyard or cemetery, or what you call it.
I suppose it was a little family plot.
Well, that's a little family cemetery, we call it.
All right, suppose it were next to a church.
Well, that's church cemetery, church graveyard, you see.
So then cemetery and graveyard,
yeah, that's the same
thing.
Same thing, yeah.
What about one of those great big ones in the city?
Well, I guess it'd be about the same thing.
Would you ever call it a graveyard?
Well, a big cemetery, I'd call it.
Oh, you wouldn't tend to call those big ones, the ones in the city.
Well, it's a big cemetery.
You wouldn't tend to call it a graveyard.
Well, no, I reckon not in a way, but I don't know what else to call it.
Okay.
Yes, I wouldn't know what else to call it.
All right,
know.
That's fine.
Now, what would you call it now? A big place like in the city where they bury people?
It depends. Generally, you tend to think of a graveyard. Most people tend to think of a graveyard as not being one of those big commercial things.
Yeah.
A graveyard they tend to think of as being something more private, like a church-owned graveyard or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it varies from place to place.
Sure enough.
Mm-hmm. You don't often find anyone referring to the one in town as a graveyard, but there are some people who do.
Yes,
there's no correct answer,
no
right or wrong about it.
No, I see.
It's all in how we get it in our heads.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. When a person dies, you put him the body in a...
in a coffin.
All right. Is that the part? Now, this is the part that you carry. It's not the part that's down in the grave before you bury.
Mm-hmm. When a person died, put him in a funeral home first.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the box.
You put him in there. When you get him ready and everything, the next thing they had to lay him out and get him ready, you put him in that coffin. And around. We call them coffins, but it's around. I forget so much.
Forgotten anything.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that the same as a casket?
Yeah, it's a casket. That's what I'm trying to say all the time. I'm trying to say casket. I forgot.
All right, now, coffin and casket, though, are exactly
it's a little different.
What's the difference?
A coffin, that's what folks used to make all the time. A person died and make that coffin. And put him in as a coffin. It's made kind of,
It's shaped kind of like the person's body.
Yeah, that's right. But a casket, more or less straight. Yeah.
The casket is the kind you buy. Then?
Yes, that's right. That's a casket. That's a casket.
Did you ever hear one of those called a pinto?
Well, I don't know, but might have.
But it doesn't bring anything to your mind.
No.
Have you ever heard the term wooden overcoat?
Yes, my.
Which one would that be?
Well, I said that's what the home.
They used to
make them, They called me. You go on. Somebody guying us. I'll have you put on that wooden overcoat and all that.